Hi, I'm here with Maine women's head hockey coach, Molly Engstrom. The Black Bears have just come back from a weekend road trip that sent them through most of the New England states and come back with a win and a loss. Let's start by talking about what went down at Merrimack on Friday night.
Yeah, we didn't come out real sharp. It was an okay game when I rewatched it, but in real time it just didn't feel like that was our team, and still working on playing our game against teams that maybe aren't ranked or as ranked as highly in Hockey East. But we came out with the win.
So. Yeah, you made an early power play goal stand up. You got good goaltending from Jordan Madison. What did you like most about the defensive aspect of that game?
Jordan was really good. Yeah. And our D, you know, both games our D played pretty well. As a whole, I just don't think that we were ticking like we want to be and like we can.
Yeah. Now, you come away with that 1-0 victory, pick up 3 big points. Those are really important. You see Merrimack again this weekend, so that close familiarity and all, and you're going to be home. You go up to UVM. UVM's really good. They get 2 goals early that I think your goaltender and your D want back.
Yeah.
And other than that, that was a very well-played game by Maine in many ways.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Like, I think that's what I said to the girls when we went in after 1. It's unfortunate we're down by 2 because we outplayed them in the first period. I mean, they didn't get out of their zone, I think, in the first minute and a half at least. And then they get out and score.
Yeah.
So a couple of breakdowns there. The second goal, a breakdown in the defensive zone and coverage. But, yeah, that's the kind of game that we want to play. And like I said to the girls, you know, all year as we're getting to know each other, it's like, what is Maine hockey as you know it? What is it that I think, you know, it should be or want it to be, or we as a staff? And then how do we create it? And I said to the girls, that's really the brand of hockey that we want to be playing.
Yeah, and Vermont is obviously a very skilled team. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of players have been there, it seems, since the Truman administration. You know, they've got a lot of experience. They've got very good goaltending. She made some really excellent saves. It's their house and all, but what I think you probably would agree with is that even though there were times when looked a little sluggish, they were never out of it mentally. They were in the game mentally and were playing, as they say, playing to the whistle. There were long periods of time there were no whistle, not an icing, not an offside. Do you think that as we get into playoff time, that's going to really have benefited you?
Yeah. Just in terms of staying focused is what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, again, these are things that we talked about going into Vermont. You know, nobody was happy. Like I said, Merrimack was a win, but the girls weren't happy with it. We weren't happy with it. So those were all things, you know, the things that you're talking about that we executed at Vermont, those were all things that we talked about that are important. So you get scored on, you got to bounce back. And they did that. They stayed on track, and yes, it's 60 minutes or more, the game.
You know, 20 minutes, 20 miles, right?
Yeah.
We have a big weekend coming up on Friday night after your game with Merrimack. We have Skate with the Bears, and we're celebrating women and girls in sports all this season and at this part of the season. What do you think it means for the girls when they see – when the team members, when they see people coming on the ice to meet them and being part of it? I mean, we know what it's doing for the kids, but what is it doing for the players?
I think it's that sense of community that I think is so valuable. You know, when we talk about our fans and our support network, that's that sense of community, and I think it helps them feel like they belong to that. It's, you know, you can feel a little bit alone when you're out on the road.
Yeah.
You know, especially on long trips or if we're gone for multiple weekends in a row. So when you're at home and you have kids come out on the ice and people there for you, I think it means a lot.
Well, and it's a big weekend. There's six big points up for grabs. The final standings are still quite fluid in Hockey East. It's got to be a great sense of accomplishment to know that you're in that mix when beginning of the season here, you couldn't find a pundit that would put your team there. You had a plan in place when you came. Obviously, a lot of it's borne fruit. What are you looking at this weekend as what's really got to be the focus?
We have to play our game. And we kind of talked about that a little bit earlier in the interview. That's going to be our biggest challenge, to play with the speed, to execute in the offensive zone, to make sure we're being disciplined in the defensive zone and on the back check. You know, Merrimack and any team in this league, if you start to go to sleep for even a second. So I think just, again, going back to what the moment the puck drops, play main hockey and just roll over them. That's our goal for two games.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I'm looking forward to the postseason. And congratulations on getting it this far. And go Bears.
Thank you.